to the Eagle Eye Podcast. The number one show to bring you all things Club America in English. From tactical analysis
pelota para la banda izquierda.
To player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. I'm your host, Ivan, and today I am bringing you guys yet another mini podcast ahead of the match against Santos Laguna. I know we just had that wonderful matchup against New England Revolution midweek in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, but we'll be back next week on Monday to talk all about that and preview the second leg, which I know many of you are already thinking and anticipating. America's got their ticket into the next round, right, quitefully so, but I will argue that America needs to go out there and still dominate and still present a very good match against New England because it is important. It is vital to continue to scale the table that CONCACAF has set in order to try to get a glimpse or at least have a slim hope of being able to not only get the second leg at the Azteca for the semifinals, but hopefully host the final second leg if America does get to go into the next round. But look, we'll talk about all of that and much, much more into detail next week on the podcast. So make sure you guys tune in into the live podcast on Monday. We'll be going live at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, and We'll hopefully have a good conversation about what went good, what went right against New England, because I think that was maybe by far the most well-rounded game we've seen America play this season. And then, of course, we'll dive into the details of what America needs to do in order to kind of replicate that game in the Estadio Azteca and kind of maybe put a bow at the end of the match and kind of tie this series up and maybe potentially, fingers crossed, finally close out a series in where we look dominant from the beginning to the end. But this is not about New England. This is about Santos Laguna, and America has a very tough match ahead of themselves this weekend as America does travel to Torreon to try to continue to scale the table and get what I would imagine be very, very crucial points in the season. So you kind of have to look at the league table right now, and you look at it, and America for at the moment sits first place, but only because of goal differential. Monterrey is breathing down our necks, and I know they have an important matchup against Messi and Inter Miami coming up next week as well, too. That's kind of going to preoccupy their mind. I know they have a 2-1 lead. A lot can happen in that sense. But in regards to America, we're desperate for 3 points in this game, and I know maybe not necessarily it looks that way, and I'm not saying we're coming into this one as underdogs, but we kind of all know how America can make their own lives difficult in Torreon. And so I'm expecting it to be kind of a similar situation to what we saw against Atlas in regards to how America is going to come out. I do think we're going to be aggressive. I do think we're going to try to expose spaces, and we're going to try to, play that risky high line where, you know, we might get caught offside here and there, but still using and abusing the pace in order to jump the lines and kind of, like I said, break into the space and hopefully get the attack going that way. So, and I know there's a lot of questions in regards to what the America side is going to look like, right? There's been a lot of traveling done within this week. Last Sunday, you ended up going to Foxborough. This week, you're having to travel to Torreon, and then you have to go and travel back to Mexico City in between those two kind of games. And so I know that there's maybe some jet lag to kind of play a factor in all of this. But what I will say this is that America's squad depth has been tested before the season. And again, will have to be tested against against Santos in Torreon. So I'm curious to see what Jardine is going to line up. I don't expect it to be a full starting 11 like we saw against New England. I could be 100% wrong. I mean, you saw exactly what happened against New England Revolution. Not many of us expected Fidalgo or Sendejas to start, and look at that from the get-go. I will say, though, I don't expect Diego Valdez to start this one either. I know he came off the bench against San Luis, came off the bench against New England. It looks like he's 100% ready to go. I don't necessarily think you risk him for the Santos Laguna game. Although, again, what do I know? I predicted a couple of things last week didn't come true. And it tends to kind of go the opposite direction. So I guess we'll see exactly what starting 11 he puts out. I do think it's going to be a strong one. I expect it to be Brian Rodriguez and Javido on the wings. Only because I know Julian Quiñones will most likely be available on the bench. But I don't think he sees any minutes from the get-go. I think you throw him on desperately if you need something out of this game. But if you don't, I don't think you risk him for any reason whatsoever. I think you slowly start integrating him in the New England game so that way he's top fit and ready for the Toluca match coming up next week as well, because that's going to be crucial. That's going to be huge. So for the most part, I think we'll see a very strong starting 11 from America, majority starters with maybe two or three exceptions here and there. I expect the back line to kind of stay the same with the only likes of Kevin Alvarez coming in at right back rather than Israel Reyes, who we saw get hurt. In the midfield, I don't see much changes, although I would like to see Naveda play in this game only because of the fact that, you know, our two midfielders are extremely gassed. I would imagine Fidalgo and Jonathan Dos Santos would be itching to get a rest. So who knows? Maybe Richard plays a little bit in this game, or maybe Naveda, right? And this is anticipating the fact that that Diego Valdez might potentially start. So we don't know how that's going to look like either. But I expect Henry to start. Like I mentioned, the two wingers that I think is going to be the case for me is going to be Javido, and then, of course, Brian Rodriguez on the left. And then the cam spot, if Diego Valdez doesn't play, I think you go with Sendejas in that cam spot. That 4-3-3 worked perfectly against New England. Now, I don't know if necessarily it was because we were just that better or because New England was just that bad. But I guess this could be a good test to see exactly where America is in the season, because Santos Laguna will make life not easy for us. And they're itching to get into the playoffs. So they know that these 3 points are vital. And it's like the case with anything throughout the season. Whenever teams have to come and play against America, it is the game of the season because we are the team that they all want to upset. And so I do think Santos Laguna is going to come into this one and trying to potentially make an upset possible. But I do think that we do have the upper hand in the fact that we are playing much better. But they do have that rest advantage, right? They're not traveling. They haven't had the mix, the amount of games, the amount of travel that we've had to do within this past month and a half alone. It's just been ridiculous, actually. So I will give them that. But on the other end, I do think, right, we're America, no excuses. This is kind of what we signed up for. This is kind of what we knew was going to happen coming into the season, right? We knew that we wanted to make a deep run in the CONCACAF Champions Cup because that's the tournament, that's the priority. And so if you're going to do that, then you automatically have to assume that in the league, you're going to be going up against teams that are much more well-rested than you, and you're going to have to play it out and see and maybe pull from your squad depth and try to manage and get points and results, and which we have, right? I mean, the perfect example was the Tigres game. That's a great example. The Atlético San Luis game, again, another good example. So I do think, I do expect this America side to come out guns blazing and have themselves a good game, a good performance, and hopefully, potentially, fingers crossed, a good result. Now, what exactly does that entail? I think it has to be all 3 points, right? A draw will suffice only because of the match congestions that we've been having for the past, like I mentioned, month and a half. But in all reality, I need 3 points for America in this game. Like I mentioned, it's important. It's vital that you keep the rhythm that you have going, right? We looked a little bit gassed and we looked a little bit out of it once we finally got to that last third Clásico before the international break. And these players looked like they were ready to kind of call it quits. And so the break, I think, absolutely did wonders for us, excluding the fact that we had some injuries. But even then, I think it gave these players a little bit of rest that they much, much deserved. And so, again, it gives them a bit of breathing room to kind of come in and maybe find their second wind for the season. And if you have that second wind, then you can just absolutely power through the rest of the season, which, again, we're at the latter end of the stages, right? There's only 4 games left in the regular season for Liga MX. And you're at the cusp of making it into the semifinals, which is literally towards the end of the tournament for the CONCACAF Champions Cup. So again, we're winding down to that moment, to that point in time where you have to look at it and you have to think, okay, rhythm is important, right? The way you close off your season kind of determines how you're going to proceed within the playoffs and the latter stages of that season. So we know in Liga MX, the most important thing is form, right? If you can find it towards the end and have a good closing, then you're solid. And so I think this is what America needs to do, right? They find their rhythm. They get a good result against St. Louis. They stomp New England, right? And if you can continue that with Santos, get 3 points, continue to climb the table, continue to rack up those points, and continue to find that rhythm. So once you get to Toluca and Pumas and you close it out against Puebla, then you're 100% good. You're good, you're set, and you don't really necessarily have to be thinking about, okay, how is this team going to do? Have we found our rhythm? Have we found our identity? Because I think these next couple of games are crucial in order for America to be able to answer those questions within themselves. And so, like I said, we have the talent. We have the players. It's slowly but surely finding and picking up that form that we desperately need. And yeah, I think that's going to be the most important part. That's why I say 3 points is important. It's crucial and it's detrimental in that sense. And so we'll see what happens. I would try to give a prediction 11, which I think I did at the beginning of the episode. But again, it's just so much out there. But I do expect us to go back to the typical 4-2-3-1. I expect there to be a central attacking mid, only because I think he's going to try to integrate Diego Valdez a little bit more. And yeah, this is going to be an interesting game. It's going to be a fun one. Again, we typically don't do so hot in Torreón. But I guess if there was ever a time to kick it into third gear, I guess it would be against Santos. So we'll have to see exactly what this team is capable of and what they're going to be doing. But I think with that said, we should expect hopefully the best from America, and that would automatically mean that we would hopefully get the 3 points and again, scale, because it's important, rhythm, and everything I just mentioned prior to this, because I cannot reiterate this more and more and more, but you know, America needs to close it out strong, and it starts with Santos. So hopefully we can continue to be on a good stretch of things. And then of course we need to focus on New England afterwards. I know that this game technically is done for, but I think there's plenty of stuff that you can work on within this matchup to kind of gear you up and set you off perfectly for the semifinals and for the upcoming games. Because let's face it, Toluca and Pumas are not going to be no easy tasks. One's a Clásico and the other team is finding form. I think they're top 3 or top 4 of the league, semi-checked. So America needs to start... needs to start to continue to build that form up, and that way we can just kind of settle things out and just leave it at that. But yeah, that is my little preview for the upcoming match against Torreón. That game is on Saturday, which is about more than just a little more over 24 hours after recording this. Make sure you guys follow us over on Twitter at EY Podcast. We'll be giving you guys a live coverage of the matchup, live tweets, goals, reactions, all that good stuff. I know it's going to be a late game for a lot of you in the East Coast and even in Central Time, because this is a late one for us in the Pacific Standard Time, right? So it's going to be an 8 p.m. kickoff for us here in the Pacific time zone. So that's 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 Central, and 11 p.m. Eastern. So I would say it's going to be a late one. It's going to be a late night for a lot of us. So hopefully America can give us a good result, and that way we can go to bed and have something to celebrate within that. So yeah, that game's going to be Estadio Torreón. So this game's going to be broadcasted via Fox Deportes, FS1. And my app here is saying VIX, but I'm not too sure. So don't take my word for it. So the safest bet is Fox Deportes and Fox Sports 1. But yeah, hopefully you guys have enjoyed so far everything that we've been doing to give you guys Club America coverage. Make sure you guys follow us over on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all the social media platforms we're on there. And please do check out our website. We've officially launched our website, www.eagleeyepodcast.com. Again, that is www.eagleeyepodcast.com. Make sure you guys check it out. We got all the podcast episodes. We got some articles. We got some blogs. We got everything and anything you wanted. And we're open to suggestions as well. So whatever you guys want to see on the website, shoot us a DM, shoot us a message. We'd be more than happy to hear from you guys and see exactly what more we can incorporate to the website to give you guys kind of that full Club America experience. So yeah, let us know, hit us up, and we'll get to work. We'll get to work on it. With that said, I will leave you guys here with that. My prediction, though, for America versus Santos, I'm going 2-0, and that feels a little adventurous for me just because of the way that I know that things can complicate in Torreon. So 2-0 is my adventurous prediction. I would love a clean sheet. This team continues to showcase and demonstrate that we are a force of nature at the back, which is odd. We don't technically get to see that for America, at least for the time that we've been covering the team. It's never seemed to be that the defense is our most strong suit, but hey, this defense is doing an amazing job, and I hope that they continue to show that accolade by getting another clean sheet. So it'll be interesting. So yeah, 2-0 for me. Let me know exactly what you guys think about this one. And yeah, I'm excited to see exactly what America produces. So at the end of the day, we'll be back on Monday, like I mentioned, to talk CONCACAF Champions Cup. We'll recap the New England game, preview the New England game, and maybe look ahead into the semifinals. It looks like it's going to be Papa Pachuca. So I guess fingers crossed. And like I said, building rhythm is going to be important, and I think that semifinal might be the toughest matchup this season so far. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. So yeah, make sure you guys join us on Monday. If not, make sure you guys listen to it Monday night and or Tuesday morning. With that said, you guys have a wonderful time. Take care. And as always, Arriba America. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.